Today's big AI at work story is not about a new model benchmark or a flashy demo. It is about how AI is being packaged for actual use inside organizations. OpenAI says its new presence offering is available now in a limited general availability program to eligible enterprise customers. The company says deployments are being led by OpenAI forward deployed engineers and select systems integrators. And it says the product is aimed at voice and chat agents that can answer questions, take approved actions, and hand things off to a human when needed. That may sound like a small wording change. It is not. It is a sign that AI in the workplace is shifting from personal experimentation to managed systems. Here is the practical meaning. In the first wave of workplace AI, a person would open a chatbot, type a question, and hope it helped. That was useful, but it was mostly individual. The person decided when to use it, what to trust, and how to clean up the result. What OpenAI is describing here is a different operating model. The tool is not just a model sitting on the side. It is a workplace system with a rollout process, deployment support, and a design that assumes rules, approvals, and escalation. In other words, it is closer to an internal business process than to a casual chat tool. According to OpenAI's announcement, the kinds of jobs it is targeting include customer support, internal IT requests, and other workflows where a company wants an agent to answer common questions, carry out approved actions, and escalate to a human when the case is outside its limits. That is an important distinction. The value is not in letting the AI do everything. The value is in letting it do the repeatable first pass while keeping a person in charge of the final step. That is why this story matters for creators, small businesses, and managers. It suggests the winning question is no longer, can AI do this? The better question is, which step in this workflow can AI safely handle? And what does the human review point look like? If you run a small team, that is a much more useful frame. You do not need to automate a whole department to get value. You need one repeatable task, one approval point, and one escalation path. Let me put that in plain terms. An agent, in this context, is software that can take a request, decide on a sequence of steps, and do something with that information. A managed deployment means the company buying it is not just getting a tool. It is getting a controlled setup with support, rules, and implementation help. An escalation path is simply the route to a human when the system is unsure, the request is sensitive, or the action needs judgment. That design is sensible because most workplace tasks are not fully automatic. They are mixed. They involve routine work, some judgment, and a final human check. AI is often best at the routine part. A practical example would be an internal IT help desk. Imagine employees asking for password reset help, access to a shared folder, or a basic policy question. A managed agent could answer the common question, collect the right details, and prepare the request. But if the issue touches account security, personal data, unusual access, or anything ambiguous, it should stop and hand the case to a human. The same pattern could work for customer support. The agent can draft a reply, look up the approved policy, and prepare a response. But before anything goes out, a person checks the tone, the facts, and whether the answer matches company policy. That is the core lesson here. AI adoption is becoming less about access and more about operations. OpenAI's announcement is a vendor statement, so it should be treated as the company's own description of the product. We can confirm the rollout status and the intended use cases from that source. What we cannot confirm from the material we have is how well it performs in real-world deployments, how much it costs, how much setup it requires in practice, or how widely eligible enterprise customers can access it. Those details matter, and they are still unknown from the source we have. Still, the direction is clear. A managed product implies that the market is moving beyond novelty. It implies organizations want guardrails, not just prompts. They want approved actions, not freeform output. They want support, not just a model endpoint. That lines up with a broader pattern in workplace AI. Other recent data points suggest that people are already using AI for writing, search, research, and general problem solving. Those are helpful uses, but they are often shallow. The bigger gains tend to show up when AI is tied to a specific task, like coding, automation, analytics, or slide creation. This new managed product approach fits that pattern. It is about narrowing the task until the system can be useful and safe. So who should care most? If you are a founder or operator, you should care because this is how AI starts to touch real business processes. If you manage a team, you should care because the question is no longer whether people are using AI. The question is whether the team has a clear workflow for it. If you are a creator or small business owner, you should care because the same logic applies at a smaller scale. You may not need a full enterprise product, but you can still use the same idea. One repeatable task, one human reviewer, one approved action. Here is a simple one-week experiment. Pick a single workflow that already has a clear reviewer. For example, first pass email replies, customer inquiry summaries, meeting notes, or internal request triage. Do not choose the most sensitive workflow first. Choose the boring, repeatable one. For 7 days, let AI draft only the first pass. Then a human edits, approves, or rejects it. Track 3 things: how much time it saves, how often the draft is usable with light editing, and what kinds of mistakes show up repeatedly. The point is not to see whether the AI sounds smart. The point is to see whether it reduces effort without creating new problems. And there are real risks to watch. First, the AI may sound confident, even when it is wrong. That's especially important if it is answering questions or preparing actions that affect customers or internal operations. Second, if permissions are too broad, a system may be allowed to do more than it should. A managed deployment only helps if the approvals are designed carefully. Third, there is a process risk. If no one owns the review step, the workflow can become messy fast. The AI may draft things, but the team still needs someone accountable for the final output. Fourth, there are unknowns around the rollout itself. We do not yet know from the source material how much customization will be needed, what the security model looks like in practice, or what limits apply to eligible customers. So the human review checks are straightforward. Make sure the agent can only do approved actions. Make sure sensitive requests are escalated. Make sure a person signs off before anything customer-facing goes out. And make sure you review a sample of outputs regularly, not just when something goes wrong. My verdict: test carefully. Not because the idea is weak, quite the opposite. The idea is strong, and the direction is practical. But the useful lesson is not to rush into full automation. It is to build a small, controlled workflow, where the AI handles the first pass, and a human keeps responsibility for the final call. That is the real shift this story points to. AI at work is becoming less about individual dabbling and more about managed systems, training, and measurement. For now, watch how these workplace products are deployed, what safeguards they use, and which tasks prove reliable enough to standardize. The winners will not be the teams that use AI everywhere. They will be the teams that use it in one place. Well, with clear rules.